Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, all guests on the Goodyear Hotline.
Hope those people got some poop bags with them out there.
David Pollack will be here in 5 minutes to talk Michigan, Michigan State. Jay is referring to the video we just saw of the seaport.
It's like all this
from
like
where
it's
we
like
broadcast
a concert
of the gray skies.
No, but let me tell you something. I do, when it's dark out, when we get here early, early in the morning, I have to take the flashlight out on my phone so I don't step
Stop.
In.
Stop.
Jay, it's really? On. It's on the on. We have that wooden kind of like boardwalk thing on the way to the door, our door where we get upstairs, right?
100%.
There's dog stuff all over there, Key.
I've seen more cat. I've seen more cat-like mice.
100%.
Than I have
100%.
Dog
poop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No. The other day, I almost stepped in it, but it was raining, so it kind of caught my eye, you know?
Oh, and then it's...
But it's over there. It's over there.
It's everywhere.
I don't see as much dog poop as I see...
But that's how y'all, live. That's how y'all live in New York, you know? Y'all live like that in New York.
Key, you live know? In New York.
You don't say.
I just want you to know, you live in New York.
Yeah, that's true.
I just want you to know that.
Yeah, he's in the media and lives in New York.
I had a look on your face right now, though.
Yeah. Key is like, you never stop hearing Key going at the media and New York. He lives there and he's part of the media. That's true.
83 degrees at 1 p.m. On a Friday, what do you think I'm going to be doing at 83 degrees?
I hope you
on
get a
Friday,
sunburn.
Clear sky. What do you think?
You're going to let the toes breathe. You're going to go have a relaxing cocktail. Good lunch.
Yeah, he's loving life right now.
He's out.
I'm going to get my nails done and everything.
Ooh.
You know, well, the thing about LA is your toenails is what you got to really be thinking about because they show up at times. They can't be in New York. You don't have to worry about that. It'd be nasty, you know, under socks, shoes, boots, snow. Nah. It doesn't matter.
I don't got nasty feet, Key. I don't know what Max talking about.
Well, I do. You heard our guy John Gambadoro from Arizona Sports 98.7 saying Key will have the Jags ahead of the Cardinals in Key's real rankings, right? Want to hear more from Gambo. He recorded this for Key after Arizona's first loss of the season.
All right, Keyshawn, just got back from State Farm Stadium, and I know you're celebrating, you're partying like it's 1999. Your least favorite team in the National Football League finally lost their first game. Took to late October, but they finally lost the game. Look, I'll give it up. The Packers deserve to win that game. They were the better team. But you know this, when the Arizona Cardinals got that goal line stand, you were worried. I know you were sweating that out when Vance Joseph's defense got that goal line stand and gave Kyler Murray the ball back at the 1 yard line with a little bit over 3 minutes left. And what did Kyler do? He drove him all the way down the field and put him in a position to win the game. As badly as the Cardinals played, and they didn't play well. I'll give it up to you. They didn't play well. They had a chance to win that game. All A.J. Green had to do was turn around. A.J. Green turns around, they win the football game. For some reason, he thought it was a running play. So you get to celebrate right now. I'll give it to you. Cardinals finally lose a football game. And now, here in Arizona, we all wait to see your power poll to see if the Cardinals end up behind the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hmm. Is he right over there?
I love that I have such real estate in the minds of the Red Sea. They're probably sitting at the stadium last night when they were on the 1 yard line, just couldn't wait to hit send on me. They couldn't wait to do it. They have this in their mind that I don't like the Cardinals because I did not like their system that they ran in terms of the air raid. They have this in their mind for whatever strange reason. No, they won't be behind the Jacksonville Jaguars. They'll be behind the New York Jets.
Is there a lower level than the Jaguars? Key's found it. He has found the basement, the sub-basement. All right. David Pollack's going to be on in a matter of moments with us, ESPN college football analyst, of course. We got to get into Michigan State and Michigan and all kinds of stuff. But until he's – is he there? Is
yeah.
He ready? Is David there? David, there
I'm
he
ready,
is.
I'm ready, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning, David.
I see you, Channing Tatum. I see you out there.
Why are you looking cold, man?
Hey, it's beautiful here this time of year. I think the adjective we use to describe the
the place here in East Lansing was gray. It's very gray, a little cold. You can see the breath already, so it's hey, let's do it, baby.
Well,
it's Big Ten football.
David Pollock is brought to you by Eckrich Smoked Sausage, the real MVP of any tailgate. Pick it up at your local grocer. Yeah, let's talk some football. Michigan State, David. Who's the bigger surprise this season and why?
I think Michigan State. You know, you think about Mel Tucker coming over and the way they've built this team. They got 40-plus transfers on this roster, and their best player on offense, Kenneth Walker, is a transfer. And just, you know, just trying to find a way, navigate through this the transfer portal era, and that's how he's built his team. I think it's a big surprise. There's a lot going on here at Michigan State with D'Antonio when he left, and there wasn't a lot of success. And then all of a sudden this year, come out of nowhere, being undefeated, I think has been a huge surprise in college football. And listen, this game right here, Michigan State, you talk about playoff ramifications. I mean, this is the biggest game probably throughout the season right now that we have through the rest of the way, because both teams undefeated. Both teams play Ohio State and will stay alive in the playoff hunt, even if they have a close loss to Ohio State. So I think this is obviously a huge showdown.
David, how big of a game is this for Mel Tucker's coaching career? Which means that if he wins this Michigan game, will he start to be looked at as a potential replacement in certain openings in college football or certain openings in the National Football League?
Yeah, and if you've ever spent time with Mel, I mean, he's got something about him. He's a different dude, man. He's got some charisma. He's got some swag. I love Mel. He spent a bunch of years with Nick Saban, spent a bunch of years with Kirby Smart. And I think he's already a candidate for the LSU job. He's already been mentioned for that. You know, the thing is, he was at Colorado for a year, then went to Michigan State. This is his second year, first full year because of COVID last year in a shortened season. So I don't know if he jumped ship yet, but here's the thing. Why do that? If you're at Michigan State and you can use the transfer portal and you can recruit at such a level that he can recruit at, the Big Ten pays. I mean, they make a ton of money off the Big Ten network. He can pay for his coaches. He can have a really, really good living. You look at LSU. The last two coaches have both won national championships, and both of them ain't got a job. So, you know, it's a lot different pressure. I know he's familiar with that league. So if I was Mel Tucker, man, and I hope he does just for college football's sake, I hope he stays in the Big Ten and continues to build Michigan State in this, you know, and build the tradition and build the history and continue to grow the Big Ten.
What players are the Wolverines going to have to be careful for in this particular game on Mel Tucker's side with the Spartans?
Dude, if you've watched Mel Tucker in Michigan State, it starts with Kenneth Walker. I mean, this dude, he's an animal. I mean, he really is good. He's a transfer again from Wake Forest, but really quick, fast, low to the ground, tiny, you know, his tiny stature, but breaks tackles, makes 80-yard runs. They're an explosive offense with Reed, with Naylor. They don't have a great offensive line. I don't think they're going to just line up and pound Michigan over and over again, but can they make those explosive plays with Peyton Thorne in the passing game and Kenneth Walker in the run game? So they're not an elite offense, but they're an explosive offense, and Michigan will be aggressive. Can they make big plays in the passing game?
Jim Harbaugh is hoping to have a celebratory moment of the week with a win brought to you by Allstate. Save money like a champion with Allstate. Championship savings for the win. So, Dave, I wanted to ask you this. When do you think Coach Harbaugh will start getting the credit for what this team has been able to do? I feel like every time I'm on a show or when I listen to shows, people were constantly destroying him. Where do you stand with where he has this program currently?
Well, obviously this year is different. I mean, he's been pretty bad up until this point when it comes to beating elite opponents, when it comes to beating Ohio State, which is obviously key. I mean, you think about the expectations coming into his career and all the brash talk and then the close game against Ohio State years ago, and you thought he was going to build this program and be a dominant program, and they haven't done that. Now, listen, this team looks more like Harbaugh. Like, it is smash mouth, old school, run the football. You know, it's not explosive on offense, but they do enough to keep you, you know, off balance. But listen, if he beats Michigan State, he beats a top 10 team. He hasn't done much of that in his time at Michigan. He hasn't beat many ranked opponents in his time at Michigan. So he's already starting to build more credibility throughout this season. But everybody's going to point to the Ohio State game at the end of the season as the game that they have to win. They've played some close ones, but they've won, and that's the most important thing so far throughout the season.
Understood. The CFP rankings will be released on Tuesday. So with that being said, give me your top four, Dave. What do we got?
Well, I think Georgia will still be in the top four. I think they'll beat Florida. I think Cincinnati's still going to be in the top four because they're not going to play anything that really threatens them. I think Oklahoma will still be in the top four, or I think will be in the top four, and then I think Alabama will be in the top four. But again, the winner of this game, stock goes up. Stock starts to creep into that top four, and then they're going to have a chance to earn their way in there by beating Ohio State and company. So, listen, whatever your rankings are, I don't care what they are because they're going to work themselves out. But, you know, I've seen people put Ohio State too. I think Kirk did, you know, on our Tuesday night show. He had Ohio State all the way up at two with a loss ahead of, you know, undefeated teams. So I'm not going to be surprised by anything, but the committee will have that choice early with Cincinnati to make.
That's David Pollack, ladies and gentlemen. His time is precious, and so we cannot keep him a second longer than contracted. David, we appreciate you jumping on with us this morning, man. Thank you.
All right, Channing Tatum. You got that whole look going, brother. I see you.
David's rankings reaction is brought to you by Wendy's. Get a sausage or bacon, egg, and Swiss croissant for just $1.99 at Wendy's during breakfast hours only, limited time only. Price and participation may vary. So, Aaron Rodgers gets it done. It was a big game. This was a big game. NFC clash, and okay, but it's on short rest. Oh, man. And now Rodgers is down Devontae. Oh, and he's down his 1, 2, and number three. Even Valdez-Scantling can't play, right? And they're on the road on top of that. Oh, and Hopkins is playing for Arizona, and Arizona not going to have J.J. Watt. They're going to have Chandler. It looked bad for Green Bay. And Key, they got it done anyway. And now listen to what Rodgers said after the win.
I've just been really enjoying life and football in a whole new level. And I just have a greater appreciation for moments like this, a greater connectedness to my teammates. I told him in the locker room after the game just to savor these moments, because this is the kind of things you think about and talk about 20 years from now when you're done playing. The special locker room celebrations, the elation on the sideline after a big play that seals a game. There's nothing like this game. It's a special game that gives you so many lifelong memories and friendships, and I'm so thankful to still be playing and still be playing at a high level in year 17.
All right, so Key, you heard the sound, and it, you know, I could think of at least two ways to interpret that. Either this dude's having a ball, he's not going anywhere, or this is his last go-round there, so he's savoring every moment. Is that germ spreading? Is that conjecture germ spreading, as you would call it, Key? How do you hear this?
Well, you could do that on this end, just in this, just in. You can do that on that, right? Because on this show right now, we're not gonna spread the germs. And the reason we're not gonna spread the germs is because he loves Green Bay right now. He's having a blast. He's having fun. He's winning. It's almost like when you think about it in basketball, right? What happened with Kyrie and the Brooklyn Nets and what people are talking about. KD came for him. James Harden came for KD and him. And now all of a sudden, it's a situation. Well, think about it. Randall Cobb came for him. Devontae Adams is depending on him being there. Bakhtiari is his friend, his buddy. Everything is working in his favor. Why would he not be having a lifetime ball right now and doing the things that he loves to do right in Green Bay, in winning football games, and at the end of the season, probably find himself here in Los Angeles playing in SoFi Stadium against an AFC opponent in the Super Bowl? I don't even think it's even close to him leaving the team. He's just having fun. I mean, it's just when you're having fun and things are aligned a certain way, the germ spreading must stop.
Well, we'd all be out of work. Listen, he is winning, Key. But that may not last. Let's try another pass at this. I'll try to get at this from another angle. Look, here's Adam Schefter on yesterday's show talking about if anything has changed with Aaron Rodgers' future.
They're winning right now, Key, and they're amongst the best teams in football. And I would imagine that he's having the time of his life. When you're 6-1 going into a Thursday night game against Arizona, you know you've got a bye week and ahead. Yeah, that's very enjoyable. They've won six straight games after losing in New Orleans. So, yes. When you are winning in the NFL, Most everybody's having the time of their life. Everybody in Arizona's having the time of their life. I still am not convinced that anything's different with the situation, and it's tabled for this season. It'll be addressed again after this offseason, or this season, in the offseason. So, again, he's enjoying it now. Mm-hmm. But we know that there are more decisions and discussions to be had after this season.
Look, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to stay there or go somewhere else more than anybody else does, other than Aaron Rodgers. This is all speculation. But what I do know is there's nothing wrong with being in the moment. Like, when you're in the moment sometimes, and maybe for him, what this offseason meant, right, getting engaged, appreciating life, sometimes maybe you're looking at things and saying, wow, like, I have been in the league for a long time. I did just have an MVP season. Like, I am having a chance to play with people that I like and I care about. Wow, we are balling out. We're winning. That is now. Staying present and now, I think, is very powerful. Where I do agree with Adam is, just because you're being present in the moment now and you're happy now doesn't mean that this is ultimately where you want to end up being happy at. Like, that could be the reality too. So my thing is, once again, this whole thing is going to be fluid. Every single game, we're going to be speculating about this. But just because you win a Super Bowl, or even if you get there, doesn't mean that that's where you need to stay. Like, you're abiding by Aaron Rodgers' own rule book. Nobody else's.
Yeah. Yeah, but in the NFL, football players, for instance, when you're asked to leave, that's when it's over with that city. He's not asked, they're not asking him to leave. People don't pick up and leave in football. They only leave at the end because they can't play anymore. He can still play. Tom Brady left because the situation was way better in Tampa Bay. The New England Patriots wanted to keep Tom. Tom said, no, because I don't have the necessary tools to win a championship in New England again, and I want to do that, so I'm going to go to New England. Joe Montana had a young gunslinger behind him named Steve Young, by the way, who is a Hall of Famer in his own right, right? He did his own thing to become a Hall of Famer. They moved on from Joe Montana because something was better. And so there's nothing better in Green Bay, so I don't see where the Packers would not do everything within their power to keep a guy who's probably right now going to take them to a Super Bowl and probably going to win the Super Bowl. And if that happens, why would he leave? Because once he leaves, it affects so many other things with Green Bay. If those are truly your buddies, like you say, and your friends and your loved ones and all the stuff that you say, you don't pack up and walk out.
Well,
That's one of the main reasons why he came back after threatening to not come back.
That makes a lot of sense. I'll say this, like the next step, and I brought it up yesterday, and I really wonder about this. Tom Brady is the GOAT. He's the greatest of all time. And part of that was like, well, he's got a lovely situation in New England with the GOAT coach and a weak division and the whole thing. And a lot of people, just even football fans, for many years are like, come on, man, but Aaron Rodgers is better. Just use your eyes. He's better. Like, you know, but he's not in the same situation. Brady comes to the NFC. In year one, he meets Aaron Rodgers in the NFC Championship game, and Brady's team advances. And think of how it happened. Rodgers didn't run for the end zone. The coach didn't let Rodgers try to throw the touchdown, to kick a field goal, so Brady gets the ball back, and they wind up winning. I have to imagine, Key, that what you say about getting to the Super Bowl is right. But what if it's the Bucks who stop him again? Like, or if he doesn't get there and the Bucks do. I have to imagine, if I'm Aaron Rodgers, I am looking at Brady's situation. If I don't get back to the Super Bowl, I'm thinking, this is a good team. It's not a great team. I need to be on a great team. I could see that happening.
What's a better team? Where right now, what's a better team than what he's already on? What? Like, what's better?
We discussed this yesterday, and this is Keyshawn Johnson, point number two. You, at first, I said last year, hey, Cleveland makes the most football sense, but he'd never go to Cleveland. And you started saying a couple months ago, like, look, if I were Cleveland, this is what I would tell him. The pitch sounded pretty good to me. And the more I think about it, especially with they don't want to pay Baker Mayfield, but they got a loaded team. If I'm Aaron Rodgers and it becomes just about football, right? I'm looking at Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at Cleveland, but then again, this is a different situation than Tom Brady. You're now leaving people behind that you brought with you to the party in Green Bay to go do what? Get away from Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Or are you doing that because you can't, for some reason, get past Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Is that what you're doing now? Are you getting ready to do that?
Yeah, can't run.
I mean, you got to go deal with a whole nother system. You got to deal with a whole nother system when you've been in a system for 3 years going to NFC Championship, NFC Championship, NFC Championship, and then you're going to pick up and leave to go to another system that you think is better when the grass may not be greener on the other side. Again, Max, think about this, Jay. Max, you're only leaving if they're asking you to leave because you can't play anymore. That's it. Otherwise, you stay.
Yeah, that makes
sense. It makes sense.
Jay, I'll throw it to you. It makes sense because if they won't trade him in the NFC, then maybe Key's right. If he were to leave, it would also look like he can't get, if they, like, let's say, lost to the Bucs, like he can't get past Brady, can't do that either.
I mean, I would just be curious to, and he'll never say this, but I wonder if he'll go join
the Bucs and be.
Brady's backup.
Stop.
Stop saying, maybe germ
he'll
spreading.
Go join the Bucs.
Stop germ spreading. Stop germ spreading, Key.
Hey. Like this man's getting everything he wants. Like, he's getting everything he wants.
By the way, in Tampa, they're like, all right, our quarterback is going to be 45 next year. We need to get a young guy in here to back him up. Rodgers is 38. That ought to do. That'll give us an extra 7 years.
Or maybe Tampa says, hey, Tom, you maxed out. We're done. We'll bring in the next old guy. Get him more championships.
Could you imagine? It is. It's going to be.
New England already tried that. I don't think another team wants to tell Tom Brady he's done anytime soon.
No doubt. It's going to be so interesting. This is what I love about sports. Like, everyone has their opinion. We can all analyze it 17,000 different ways, and in the end, something happens. I wonder what is going to happen here.
The more and more I hear Keith talk about it, the more and more I'm starting to feel like this is anticlimactic, right?
Yeah.
Because like all we do is talk about this every damn day, Keith. Every time this man goes on Pat McAfee, every time he opens his mouth, people are dissecting it over and over and over. And all he keeps telling us is that he's happy, that he's enjoying it. Like, you can't even take him for face value anymore. Because you're too busy trying to dig in to find what he actually thinking. Maybe he's just telling us what he's thinking.
Well, here's what I would say to that, though, Jay. Here's what I would say to that. Go back in your yellow pad and your notes and go back and flip back those pages from 6, 7, 8 months ago. When he was not happy, he was letting you know he was not happy.
Yes.
Because he wasn't happy. And so now he's telling you, he's happy. So take it, embrace it, and just enjoy it rather than try and build this, well, if he doesn't, he's going to move. It's like no one does that when you win. When you win, no one leaves.
It's another good point.
They just don't. And I understand. And I understand when you say Kawhi did it in Toronto. He never wanted to be in Toronto. He always went into Toronto situation saying, I'm only going to be here for the 9 months I need to be, and I'm leaving.
Yeah, listen, Key, we're running out of time. But let me just say that's another.
Yeah, we got some bills to pay.
Exactly.
No,
we don't say that on the show. We'll talk during the break. That's another good point that leads to this. We spent so much time in emotional energy and airtime talking about and investing in him saying he was unhappy. Maybe we're not just not ready to move past it. He's past it, but we're not. Maybe that's what this is.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
They should play him. If he's healthy and ready to go, you play him. You don't mess around. This is about seeding. They have an opportunity to potentially get a first-round bye. They're going to win the division. But do you want to win the division and be the sixth seed? Or do you want to win the division and be the first seed?
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Ed Werder is now with us on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good, Ed. We're doing good.
What's up, Eddie?
Key, how are you, my friend?
I'm good, man. I'm just monitoring a Dak Prescott situation, much like you. What's the latest on Dak's calf injury? Give us a little bit.
Well, I was out there all day yesterday, and it's been interesting to me that all of his teammates seem to suggest that based on what they've seen in from him in limited practices, they're not even aware that he has an injury, and they have no concern whatsoever about him starting against the Vikings. But then we talked to Dak Prescott yesterday, and you get a whole different sense of things. And he's talking about he understands the big picture. He'd be mad if they didn't play him, but it's not just his decision to make. And I came away with a very clear sense that I don't think Dak's playing in the game against the Vikings this week. I think Cooper Rush is going to make his first NFL start, if I had to guess right now.
You know, Ed, that's what I was led to believe. It's almost like he was a little bit frustrated at it because as an athlete, you always want to play through this. But I think long-term is best and safe for him. But how do you think the Cowboys from their training staff are the ones telling him, hey, just play it safe?
You know, Mike McCarthy said something interesting yesterday about how this decision will be made, which, by the way, Dak said probably would be a Saturday decision after practice tomorrow, and they get on the plane to go to Minnesota is when he expects that decision to be made, and he's going to be involved in it. But McCarthy also said that the team's director of rehabilitation, Britt Brown, who worked very closely with Dak through the major injury he suffered in week 5 last year that required 2 surgeries and the strained shoulder muscle that he suffered during training camp that he got shut down for a month. Britt Brown worked with him closely through all of that. And Britt Brown's opinion is going to weigh heavily in this whole thing. And Dak said he trusted Britt Brown to be honest with the coaches about what his recommendation would be. And he said, I'll be mad and I'll be pissed if he tells him I can't play, but I still trust and admire and like the guy. So just, you know, I think it's going to be interesting in an hour or so. Jerry Jones speaks on local radio, and Dr. Jerry loves nothing more than to break injury news on his coaches. And so I think we'll get a much clearer sense when that happens. But, yeah, I think there are a lot of opinions involved here. I think the owner's going to have an opinion on this. I think his son, Stephen Jones, will have an opinion on this. And I think, you know, I think they're terrified based on what happened to them last year when he couldn't play. They're terrified of the prospect of having to play any significant number of games without him. I mean, Cooper Rush has thrown 3 passes in the NFL. And they're all three in 2017. You know, Jerry protected the position in his mind last year with Andy Dalton, paid big money for a backup, and he's like, well, that didn't get us anywhere. You know, we went 4-7 without Dak Prescott.
Ed, but when you think about how weak the NFC East is, how does this factor into that decision, right? Because you're saying, okay, look, we can afford to drop a game to the Vikings if we need to. Doesn't mean, but having Dak ready for the rest of the year seems to be more important.
Right. Well, with what happened, you know, they're going to win the division. I mean, unless Dak suffers a serious injury that takes him away for a certain length of time. And one of the points he made yesterday was just like the shoulder, you know, injury at training camp, he wants to take care of it now. He doesn't want to face, you know, being a week-by-week decision on his health. He wants to, if he has to sit for one game, he's willing to do that in his judgment, you know, for the betterment of being able to play the whole season. And with what happened last night, they now have as few losses as anybody in the NFC. And so they have a 3.5-game lead on their division. They're not worried about winning their division. They're going to win their division unless something terrible happens to Dak. And that's why, again, why they're making the decision they're making. Because really they can afford to lose a game if that's what happens in Minnesota, but they protect Dak for the remainder of the season.
Ed, you know Mike Zimmer. I know Mike Zimmer. I played for Mike Zimmer, been knowing him a long time. He recruited me in college. You know his personality, all those sort of things. He basically this week came out and said, slow down from anointing Trayvon Diggs as the next great cornerback in the history of the NFL. What did you make of that, knowing that he's going up against Thielen and Justin Jefferson in the pass game?
Well, I talked to Mike Zimmer yesterday, and he's obviously, as you know, he worked closely with Bill Parcells, and that's kind of a Bill Parcells line, isn't it? Let's not get the anointing oil out just yet. And that's what he said about Trayvon Diggs. And when I talked about Trayvon Diggs yesterday, he talked about, hey, this is a guy who will squat on routes, which made it seem like he was saying he's susceptible to double moves. He said, hey, he's great breaking on the ball. He has great instincts. He catches the ball well. And I said, so is that, as a longtime guy who coached in the secondary and was a defensive coordinator, would you like that kind of player? And he said, you know what, in Dallas we always said one bad play is not offset by one good play. The one bad play overrides a good play. So my sense was he doesn't play exactly the way Zim would want him to play. But he recognizes the guy's a unique talent in terms of getting his hands on the football.
That's Ed Werger, ladies and gentlemen, ESPN NFL reporter, of course. Ed, thanks a million for jumping on with us this morning.
Thanks, Ed.
Good to chat football with you guys.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
It's birthday week here on KJM. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max,
Happy
ESPN
birthday.
Radio. Wednesday was Jay's mother's birthday. I knew that after Jay wished his mom a happy birthday, I was in a bind because I was not going to remember. I knew my mother's birthday was 2 days later. That's today. And I wouldn't remember. Everyone on this show, you, Jay, Key, Evan, our producer, everyone. Everyone's in my, I'm going to remind you. Just now in the commercial break, I'm like, hold up.
No one reminded me.
So, Mom, I did it. Mommy, I did it all by myself. Happy birthday, Ma. That's it.
I love that.
That's all.
I love that, man.
Yeah. 83 years young today.
Still in the city?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's gangster right there.
My mother can't leave the city. She wouldn't know what to do.
That's gangster right there.
Grew up in the Bronx, never lived anywhere but New York.
I love that. Respect. Happy birthday.
Yeah. Mama Kellerman. All right. Keyshawn, I just did right. Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide, and you can get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299. No contract. All in America's best network, Straight Talk Wireless, 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. So,
see the look on your face, though, every time it happens.
I'm not going to go through this again.
Nancy, what are you? I mean, Max.
Yeah, that sounds just like Max.
Come on.
Speaking of Straight Talk,
come on.
Do you got? By the way, Key, you got you know, more than two kids. You ever call? Like, I have to go through the Rolodex in my own head sometimes to call a certain kid.
Hey,
Esther, Sam, Mira, do you ever forget which kid is with? Like, you go have to go through a couple names before you get the kid's name right?
Well, typically with my girls, because they all kind of, basically because they all look the same and they kind of have the same mannerisms. So I would say, you know, say something to one and get mad and they remind me of what they did. So I might say, stop, Maya, even though it was London, or I might say, London, stop, even though it was Shyla. I mean, you know, that sort of stuff.
Yeah, or sometimes it'll be like, girls, blah, blah, blah. And then two of them would be like, that wasn't us, that was that one.
What about you, Jay?
I don't have that same problem.
What about you, Jay?
Yeah, wait, but he's got two, but
yeah,
little,
is that right, Jay? No,
why are you saying my name like that, Kay?
Well, I just thought maybe it was a POV or something, man.
It's called point of view, Key.
Point of view, JD. MK, go ahead and finish the show.
My daughter's at the stage now where she's extremely aware, right? So like she's starting to ask a lot of questions.
All right.
So you know, like you're in the shower, she comes, like she's like walking around, Daddy, what's that? I'm like, whoa. No. We're not that aware.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at.
Well, listen, there's, you know, earlier I said when I see Keyshawn, Jay, Will, and Max and I'm trying to go too fast, I put the J with
well,
the
you look at
key,
me,
and I say Keyshawn.
Yes.
Oh, then I know I'm never going to hear the end of it. It's like malaprops, or when people use the wrong word in, you know, like they say something but they mean another word.
How about just slow down? How about that?
You hear that,
just
key? Malaprops.
How about that?
Malaprops.
Yes. But a malaprop.
Yeah, malaprops. Yeah.
A malaprop Columbia is like guy, what Archie Bunker would
writing
do, right? Like
down.
He would use the wrong word.
Malaprops. How do you spell that?
This happens to everyone, including Jameis Winston, the quarterback
know
of the
your
New
listeners.
Orleans Saints.
Know your listeners.
Listen to Jameis.
One of the best back condoms, tandems in the league, right? With Latavius and Alvin. I heard some snickers, though. Excuse my language, right? One of the best tandems in the league, right? So
That's not really a malaprop. Right. That's what I
tandem
do.
Was good. Is he one of the best back condoms?
that's what I do with Key and your name when I'm going too fast. He said, I think you said it earlier, Jay, I think it was you. You said he was trying to say tandem and combo and kind of put it together into the...
one of the best back condoms.
But that's not a malaprop because he immediately knew it was like he misspoke. Well, he immediately said tandem.
He did though, but the best is like when you misspeak, you just try to keep going.
You try
how
are you
to just
go
keep
past that
going.
One?
You
can't. How are you gonna go past that
That's why I was like, I see y'all smirking. He had to come back and address it though. Key, you ever said something just kind of like off the wall that you didn't really expect, it just naturally happened?
All the time. I mean, I say things, our tongues get twisted all the time. But I'll address it. Like I heard on our rejoin where I said that the Cowboys win a division, they could have the six seed. And then I say, well, wait a minute, hold on. That's not really what I meant. I was talking too fast. And what I meant was they win their division, they have the fourth seed. You can't win the damn division and have the sixth seed. Yeah. So I needed to clean it up. But when you're talking fast, that's what happens. Max does it all the time.
Except I never do it. I'm perfect. But yes, other people I've observed do it.
You're only perfect on this just in.
Yeah, right.
You're the only person that think you're perfect, because don't nobody else think your ass is perfect.
Really? I have to disabuse people of this. They have the wrong impression in that case. Key also said this week that the Saints could be a 2 or 3 seed, and that led Chris Canty to say this on his show, Canty and Golic Jr.
Like, how the hell are they going to be a top 3 seed and we don't think they can beat any of those teams? Like, I understand that the Saints took it to the Green Bay Packers early on in week 1, but let's be honest. Aaron Rodgers and that team were still in preseason mode. Like, that's not where they are right now. So, I don't know if I can buy into Keyshawn's take that the Saints all of a sudden are going to start clicking on all cylinders and we're going to talk about them as being a true title contender. Like, I just think there are levels to this, and it's clear that they're not on the level with the top 3 teams that we have in the NFC, which are the Cardinals, the Cowboys, and the Buccaneers.
He said there are levels to this.
Should I respond to that?
Yes. Yes.
Should I respond? Should I respond to that, Jay, or should I just ignore it completely because
I would advise you to be a good
yeah. The last I saw, they won in Seattle. That's what I saw. They are 4-2 if from a record standpoint, which says they are one game behind two teams that just played last night. They actually beat one of those teams. That's all I see. So as the season wear on, Mr. Christopher Canty, I certainly do believe that they can take and get a 2-3 seed. There's no question about it. Why is it that you feel that way? Jameis Winston is the quarterback. He's not turning the ball over. Sean Payton's putting him in a situation to have success. They went to New England. They won that game on the road in a tough, hostile environment. Maybe it's because they're not winning the way you like them to win, but they're not also losing the way people thought they were going to lose.
We're running out of time, and they have a chance to prove it against the Bucs. And that's before your nephew even gets back on the field.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.